I should like to talk to you today about the price that Jesus paid for you. Has it ever occurred to you that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid a tremendous price for you on your behalf in order to effect a deliverance of you from your sin, its guilt, and its consequences? I ask that you would consider this today with me as we turn to some scriptures from the Word of God. God has spoken very clearly as to the price that Jesus paid, and also as to the need of paying this price. You may know what debt is. Perhaps you're in debt for a home, or in debt for a car. You're in debt for furniture, or for food, perhaps. But you see your way out. You see your way clear. You have provision to make payments. There are some people, however, who get hopelessly in debt. There's one man that I know of, knew him very personally, who was overcome by his debt, and he took his own life to get out of paying the debt. How foolish. But of course, the creditor could not touch him. And as far as he was concerned, no longer was he in debt. But you know, dear friend, there's a debt that you have toward God that your death cannot get you out of. And there's nothing that you can pay to make you clear from that debt. I refer to the debt of your sins. You may not have believed that you are a sinner, but God says you are. And if you're honest with yourself, you will own that you have done wrong. And every wrong that you do is piled up as a debt toward God. It's not only towards your fellow man that you sin when you don't pay your debts, or when you act badly toward others, or when you act against yourself. All sin is essentially toward God and against Him. And it is God that holds the books, and your indebtedness to Him is climbing, and you are hopelessly in debt as far as you are concerned in paying it or getting out of it. And you must meet God. There's no getting away from the fact that you're going to face Him someday. It's wise if you will face Him now. And we have good news for you to tell you that God Himself has provided a means of clearing you from all your debt, to set you free from your sins, to effect a deliverance that is both possessed now and for eternity. And this forgiveness is offered to you by Him, the one who loves you. The way He has provided for us is a wonderful thing to consider, because we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 these words, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." The Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, the mediator, the one mediator between God and men. God has provided Him to come into this world, and He has given Himself a ransom. That is, He has paid the price for your deliverance. And the price that He has paid is for the deliverance of all men who will have Him, as we shall see. I would like to have you consider with me now a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1. And our thoughts are taken back by the Word of God to the past eternity. You know, deliverance from sin for the sinner was not an afterthought on God's part. According to His foreknowledge, He knew all. He knows the end from the beginning. And we read in 1 Peter 1 the fact that we know, according to revelation of His Word, we know that we are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Think of that. Before the world was created, before God spoke and brought creation into existence, He ever was, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, in happy harmony and communion one with another in their counsels, foreordained that Christ should come to be the Lamb of sacrifice to pay the ransom your sin demanded. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world. I want you to consider God as the one who loves you from before the foundation of the world. In his foreknowledge, he saw you and provided for you and for me. Blessed God, we might say. God indeed is a God of love. He's a God of righteousness. Yes, he is. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. And he has devised means whereby his banished, that is, those who have sinned against him, be not expelled from him. And this originated in his heart before the foundation of the world. Have you ever considered this? And now this deliverance was brought to us in time. In the 20th verse of that first chapter of 1 Peter we read, but was manifest in these last times for you. That is, the times of law, the times before the cross, the dispensations before the coming of Christ, when God had man under probation to prove to man that he could not pay his debt of sin, that he was absolutely ungodly and also helpless. And when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, come of a woman, come under the law. And he was manifested in the last times for you. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who came to give himself a ransom for your soul has come. He came nearly 2,000 years ago. He came according to the fulfillment of scriptures of the Old Testament as to where he was to be born in Bethlehem, how he was to come, born of a virgin. The very time he was to be born is set forth for us. And he came on schedule. He came with purpose. He came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Christ Jesus came to pay the price for you, that you might be delivered from your sins, that you might be ransomed and redeemed. He came. Now the price that he offered was given at Calvary. And I would turn to John chapter 19 to read a few verses there. That blessed Savior who came to die. Finally, at the time appointed, as the Lamb of sacrifice, he set his face to go to the cross. He had been in the garden saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, the holy sufferer as he was, as man knowing full well the awful agony that awaited him, and yet with a face set as a flint and with a heart to do the will of God and a heart of love for you and for me, he did not turn aside from the cross. He allowed wicked men to take him and nail him to that gibbet of shame. He willingly was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Why? To pay the price for you. He could not put away sin by his life here. He'd lived a spotless, sinless, holy life. And in doing so, he showed that he was the one who was competent to take up the question of your sins and settle it, to pay the price which your sins demanded. Only a holy, sinless victim could do this. Nothing else could make atonement. And without the shedding of blood, there was no atonement, no remission of sins. God had set the price. Sin had to be atoned for by the blood of a sinless victim. And the Lord Jesus Christ, that one who was foreordained before the foundation of the world, has now come. And here he is at Calvary. And on that cross, having been uplifted for 6 hours, suffering 3 at the hands of men who hated him without a cause. And then at midday, when the sun was at its height, God laid upon him the judgment that we deserved, that you deserved, and he paid the price. Yes, he suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. And then at the end of those 6 hours, the time had come for him to give his life, for the wages of sin was death. He gave himself a ransom for you and instead of you. On your behalf, he died in the place that you should have had. He died for you as your substitute if you will have him. We read, he said, and cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." Oh, the holy sufferer became the holy accomplisher of the work of redemption. That holy one who knew no sin has now completed the work of putting away sin and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He died to put away your sin. He paid the price. Down in the chapter we read that the soldiers come and they break the legs of the two thieves. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Beloved friend, the price that Jesus paid for you was given at Calvary. There alone was that offered by himself who could alone put away sin, and he did it. He has satisfied God. And there at the cross there has been opened a fountain for cleansing. The blood which he shed that came forth from his side, the blood which flowed from his wounds and his hands and his feet, that which flowed down his face from the crown of thorns pressed upon his brow, it was all for you. He suffered for you. He died for you. That's the price that he paid, that you might be delivered from your sins and from a Christless eternity and from an endless hell. Jesus died. Yes, and all that was required was paid. He paid to the utmost. He paid the last cent, so to speak. Everything has been paid. Jesus paid it all. And there has been a fountain opened for uncleanness, for sin. And that is available to you today. We read that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. I wonder if my hearer knows the value and the virtue of this precious blood. Do you know your sins forgiven? Have you been washed in the precious blood of Christ? If not, you are still in debt to God. You are still in your sins, and God's wrath is hanging upon you over your head. Because he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You have God to face. The only way that you can face him in blessing is to come to him now in grace and own your sin and receive his forgiveness. To get the value of the blood that was shed for you, that fountain is still open, a fountain for sin and for uncleanness. The blood of Jesus Christ is available. Thank God for that. It's still the day of grace. And it is available to all. Whosoever will may come. All men need it, because sin cannot be canceled in any other way. But it is available to all nations, we read in Luke chapter 24. For Christ died for all, that all might have the benefits of the debt that he paid, of the ransom that he has procured, of the redemption that he has for you. He has it. The price has been paid for all who will have it. All nations, and that's the word that a resurrected Christ gave to his disciples before he ascended to heaven, that they were to go and preach repentance and remission of sins in his name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And that message has come right over to where we are, and it comes right into your home today, that God is desirous of your blessing, of the canceling of your guilt, of the salvation of your soul. He wants you to receive his mercy, his grace, which Christ has provided and procured by paying the price for you. Oh, what a price. Could he do anything more? Could he give anything more than his life? And just think of the value that is placed upon your soul, that he loved you so much that he was willing to give himself a ransom for you. And this he has done. This ransom is available to all nations. It's available to you, and it must be personally received. It stands waiting to be accepted, just as a pardon is offered to the offender. A canceled receipt of debt paid is offered to you, the sinner. You must simply take it. Like the woman in the 7th chapter of Luke, she realized that she was a sinner. She had no other name. She came to Jesus. She believed in him as the Son of God and as the one who was to die for her. And all the thought of her sins brought her in repentance to him at his feet. And there in weeping and in faith, she accepted him as a Savior. You know what the Savior said to her? He said to her, "Woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Thy sins, which are many, are forgiven thee. Go in peace." This is the message that the Lord wants to give you. He wants you to receive personally of his forgiveness that he has secured for you by the price that he has paid. It is yours for the taking. You do not have to pray for it. All you have to do is come to Christ in repentance, owning that you need salvation. You are hopelessly in debt to God, that you want to be relieved of your sins. You want to be cleansed. You want to be made ready for heaven. Remember this, you can't get to heaven in your sins and with your sins upon you. And there's only one way to get rid of them. You might say and think that you're not so bad. But you know, if you had only sinned once, you could not enter heaven. And there is no way that you could put away even that one sin. Nothing you can do can satisfy God about sin. Jesus has himself provided the only remedy that there is, and it's his precious, precious blood. And the blood of Jesus Christ is necessary for the best of men. You must be cleansed by his blood or eternally perish in your sins. But I have good news, too, to any who might think that they are too bad. Is there one who thinks, "Well, I've sinned too much"? Listen, dear friend, the blood of Christ is sufficient for the worst of men. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. Jesus said, "All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven you." Yes, oh, the grace of God has provided a cleansing for all. The blood of Jesus Christ is able to cleanse every single stain that you have and make you fit for the presence of God. You can receive this by faith. Jesus tells us in his word to come and believe in him. The Apostle Peter, in preaching in the house of Cornelius, gave us these words, "Whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission or the forgiveness of sins." If you want your sins forgiven and cleansed by this precious blood, come to Jesus. Believe on him. Avail yourself of this cleansing that is in this fountain that has been opened for sin. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There still is power available. I cannot promise that it'll be available to you tomorrow, and it'll do you no good after you die. After death comes the judgment. If you die in your sins, ye shall perish in your sins forever. But there is a fountain of cleansing now. And this is available for you if you will come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation.